Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple area, and all the people were coming to him. And he sat down and began teaching them. Now the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in the act of adultery, and after placing her in the center of the courtyard, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of committing adultery." Now in the
testimony is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I am testifying about myself, my testimony is true, because I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from or where I am going." According to the flesh, I am not judging anyone, but even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone in it, but I am the Father who sent me. Even in your law it has been written that the testimony of two people is true. I am he who testifies about myself, Father who sent me testifies about me. So they were saying to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he
treasury as he taught in the temple area. And no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come.
And he said again to them, I am going away, and you will look for me and will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews were saying, surely he will not kill himself, will he? Since he says, where I am going, you cannot come. And he was saying to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you Jesus said to them, what have I even been saying to you from the beginning? I have many things to say and to judge regarding you, but he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I say to the world. They did not
continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. Now the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the sun sets you free, you really will be free. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are seeking to kill me because my word has no place in you. I say,
which I have seen with my Father. Therefore you also do the things which you heard from your Father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them,
of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he tells a lie, he speaks from his own nature because he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I say
not rightly say that you are a Samaritan and you have a demon. Jesus answered, I do not have a demon. On the contrary, I honor my Father and you dishonor me. But I am not seeking my glory. There is one who seeks it and judges. Said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets as well, and yet you say, if anyone follows my word, he will never taste of death. You are not greater than our father, Abraham, who died. Are you the prophets died? Say he is our God, and you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you, but I do know him, and I follow his word. Your father Abraham was overjoyed that he would see my day, and
and he saw it and rejoiced.